Will you please turn to Hebrews chapter 3?
请我们翻开希伯来书第三章
Verse 1
第一节
Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊, 你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
Again, in Hebrews chapter 7,
希伯来书第七章,
verse
25, 第25节,
Whence also he that is our Lord Jesus is able to save completely those who approach by him to God, always living to intercede for them.
凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底， 因为他是长远活着， 替他们祈求。
And finally, the book of Revelation.
最后我们看启示录。
Chapter 1.
启示录第一章。
We read from verse 12 through verse 18.
12节到第18节。
I will read it first in English, and my brother will read it in Chinese.
我们先读英文，再读中文。
And I turned back to see the voice which spoke with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment reaching to the feet, and girt about at the breast with a golden girdle, his head and hair white like white wool, as snow, and his eyes as a flame of fire, and his feet like fine brass, as burning in a furnace, and his voice as the voice of many waters, and having in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth a sharp two-edged sword going forth, and his countenance as the sun shines in his power. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying, Fear not, I'm the first and the last, and the living one. And I became dead, and behold, I'm living to the ages of ages, and have the keys of death and of Hades.
启示录第一章十二节，我转过身来，要看是谁发声与我说话。既转过来，就看见七个金灯台，灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带，他的头发 洁白如白羊毛，如雪，眼目如同火焰，脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃能利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。我一看见就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说：“不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的。” 又是那存活的，我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
May we have a short word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, with grateful hearts, we meet this afternoon.
我们存着感激的心
How we want to thank and praise thee.
我们是多么在这里感谢赞美你。
Because of thy precious promise to us.
因为你对我们这宝贝的应许。
Where two or three are gathered together unto my name, there am I in the midst of them.
两三个人奉你的名聚集，你就在他们中间。
Thou the faithful one.
你实在是那位信实的。
We know that thy presence is here.
我们知道你在这里。
We do realize that we are standing on holy ground.
我们实在知道我们是站在圣地。
We want to remove our shoes and take the place of bound slaves.
我们要脱去我们的鞋子，站在奴仆的地位上。
Lord, speak, thy servants heareth.
主，请说，你的仆人们重听。
We pray that thy word will really enter into the depths of our being.
我们求你自己的话进入我们人的深处。
By thy spirit.Thou wilt transform us according to thy word.
主，借着你自己的名，叫我们根据你的话被转变。
And we are quick to give thee glory.
我们愿意把一切的荣耀都归给你。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贝的名祷告。Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，We gathered here for one purpose.
我们聚在这里有一个目的
，And that is, we want to know our Lord.
我们要更多的认识我们的主。
We want to know what our confession is.
我们要知道我们所信的是什么。
And how can we be faithful?To our confession.
我们如何能够忠于我们所相信的
？We mentioned already.
我们已经提过
that we are all holy brethren.
我们都是同盟圣天照的圣洁弟兄。
Don't be afraid to think that we are saints.
不要害怕。你被称为圣徒
，because it does glory give glory to God.
因为这样实在能够把荣耀归给神
，not to ourselves.
不是归给我们。
So far as we are concerned,
从我们这方面来讲
，we are all chief of sinners.
我们都是罪人当中的罪魁。
But so far as God's salvation is concerned,
但是从神救恩来讲
，we are saints.
我们都是圣徒。
We are holy.
我们都是圣洁的弟兄。
This is our position.
这是我们的地位。
This is what our Lord Jesus has brought us to.
这是我们的主耶稣基督把我们带到的地位。
And because we are holy brethren,
因着我们是圣洁弟兄
we partake a heavenly calling.
我们是同盟天召的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
no matter what our earthly calling may be.
不管我们属地的呼召是什么
，Of course，
当然
，We hope that our earthly calling will coincide with our heavenly calling。
我们愿意我们属地的呼召跟属天的呼召是一致的。
But however, we are all called to a heavenly calling。
因为我们都是给召进这一个天召当中。
And what is that calling？
这个天召是什么呢
？That calling is that。We may be the body of Christ.
我们乃是被召入成为基督的身体。
And as the body of Christ,
作为基督的身体
we are to be the fullness of Him who fills all and in all.
我们乃是那充满万有者所充满的。
And at the same time,
同时
we are to bear the testimony of Jesus.
我们也带着耶稣基督的见证。
While we are thinking about our calling,
当我们在这里思想我们的呼召
the one thing that is necessary for us,
对于我们来讲，有一点是必须的。
If we want to fulfill our calling,
如果我们要完成我们的呼召
we have to consider the apostle and the high priest of our calling.Jesus.
我们要思想这位我们的使者，这位做大祭司的耶稣。
No one can fulfill the calling that we are called with.
没有人能够达到我们所 得到这个呼召。
Unless we know our Lord Jesus as our apostle and also the high priest.
除非我们知道我们的主是我们的使者，我们的大祭司。
We have already considered together on our Lord Jesus as our apostle.
我们昨天已经思想过我们的主是我们的使者，我们的使徒。
We thank God.
我们感谢神。
In His great love.
在他大爱的底下。
He has sent His only begotten Son into this world.
他差他的独生子到地上来。
Our Lord Jesus was sent into this world.
我们的主是被差遣到地上来。
Therefore, He is the apostle of our confession.
所以他是我们所相信所承认的那位使者。
Because apostle means the sent one.
因为使者使徒乃是被差遣的。
He does not come on his own.
他不是自己来到地上。
He was sent by his heavenly father.
是他的天父差他来的。
And he was sent with an errand.
他来到这里是为着一个使命。
He came to complete the mission that God has entrusted him.
他来为了完成神托付他的使命。
And as our apostle,
作为我们的使者,
how he has accomplished the work of salvation on Calvary's cross.
他在加洛山十字架上如何的完成了这个伟大的救恩。
And he proved to us,
他在这里向我们证明了,
that he is the purpose of God.
他是神自己的旨意。
Even before the foundation of the world,
在创世以前,
God purposed a purpose.
神就定了一个旨意。
And what is that purpose?
那个旨意是什么?
In Ephesians chapter 1, we are told,
在以弗所书第一章我们告诉我们,
He wants to head all things in Christ Jesus.
神要万有在基督里面同归于一。
He is to sum up all things.
他要做万有的元首。
Now what does it mean by being summed up?
什么叫做同归于一?
I think if we read Romans, we will find what that means.
如果我们读罗马书，我们就明白里面的意思。
Because in Romans, we are told.
因为在罗马书里面告诉我们。
That all the commandments of God are summed up in one thing.
神所有的诫命都在一件事情里面总结起来。
Love your neighbors as yourself.
要你爱邻舍如己。
So love is the sum up of all commandments.
所以爱就在那里达成了一切的诫命。
And in the same way,
同样的。
Our Lord Jesus is to sum up all things in Him.
一切都在耶稣基督里面被总结起来。
That is to say, everything will express Christ to a certain degree.
也就是说，一切都在那里彰显基督。
Christ is so tremendous.
主是那么样的伟大。
That it takes all things to manifest him.
是要一切来彰显他的自己。
And that is the very purpose of God.
这是神那最终极的旨意。
And in that purpose,
在这个旨意的里面,
we as the redeemed of the Lord,
我们这些被主救赎的,
we are not only to see Christ as our all and in all.
我们不单单要基督成为我们的一切,
the fullness of Christ.
基督的丰满,
but also we are to be used by him to bring all things under his feet.
我们要借着我们把一切带到他自己的脚前,
in a very practical way.
在一个很实际的这样的一个路上,
in our daily life.
在我们日常生活当中,
we bring all things under the feet of Christ.
我们把万有都带到基督的脚前。
Whatever is not of him,
一切不是出于他的，不属于他的。
We are willing to lay down.
我们愿意放下。
Whatever is of him,
一切 从他来的。
We are willing to be obedient.
我们愿意顺服下来。
And in a very practical sense,
在一个很具体的这样的情况下
we are to bring all things under the feet of Christ.
我们就把万有都带到基督的脚前。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
this is our confession.
这是我们所要相信。
We confess that Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God.
我们所相信、所承认耶稣基督是永生神的儿子。
We confess He is Lord and Christ.
我们承认他是基督、是主。
We confess that He sum up all things.
我们承认一切都在他里面被总合起来。
This is the confession that we have.
这是我们的相信。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
the second question is,
第二个问题乃是
how can we fulfill that confession?
我们如何能够满足这样的一个承认与相信？
And that's the reason why we need to consider Christ Jesus as our high priest.
乃是要我们要思想耶稣基督做我们的大祭司。
So God willing, we want to center our attention upon this.
今天我们主要愿意我们就集中在这一方面。
I think probably we know Christ as the apostle more than Christ as the high priest.
一般来说我们认识基督是我们的使者比我们认识基督是我们大祭司更多。
Because we all realize our needs.
因为我们都知道我们的需要。
How we need his salvation.
我们多么需要他的救恩。
But as to his being our high priest.
他作为我们的大祭司。
Probably we are not too sure of what does it mean.
我们好像不太有把握认识这一点。
But brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
As you read the word of God.
当你读神的话。
You will find that without knowing Christ as our high priest,
你就发现如果我们不认识基督是我们的大祭司
we will never be able to fulfill our confession.
我们就不能够完成我们所相信的。
When our Lord Jesus was sent to this world,
当我们的主被差到地上的时候
He was the apostle of our confession.
他是我们一切所信的使者。
He tells us what our confession is.
他告诉我们所信的是什么。
But after he has ascended up on high,
当他升到高天之后
we find that his main ministry is our high priest.
我们发现他主要的执事乃是做我们的大祭司。
You know, as you read the book of Psalms,
当我们读诗篇的时候
you find in the second psalm,
我们发现在诗篇第二篇里面
how at his ascension,
当他升天的时候
God has anointed him,
神高他
to be the king of all the nations,
他成为万国之君王。
He is the Lord,And Christ.
他是主是基督。
But when you come to Psalm 110,
但是当你回到诗篇110篇里边的时候
you find at the same time,
你就发现在这个同时
he was also anointed to be the high priest.
他是被高做大祭司。
After the order of Melchizedek.
是按照麦基洗德的等次。
So,The ministry of our Lord Jesus in heaven today.
所以今天我们的主在天上的执事
is mainly the ministry of being the high priest of our calling.
乃是作为我们这些呼召的大祭司。
Just an illustration of our high priest is.
当我们要说明大祭司。
You know,When our Lord Jesus was on earth,
当我们的主在地上的时候
He has 12 apostles.
他有十二个使徒
And these 12 apostles followed him.
这十二个使徒跟随主
They were with the Lord for over 3 years.
他们跟随主有3年多
But as we have mentioned before,
我们曾经提过
Even though they trusted in the Lord.
虽然他们相信主。
And just as Peter said, where can we go?
好像彼得说，我们还跟从谁呢？
Because you have the word of God.
因为你有神的道。
We have believed in you.
我们已经信了你。
And we are yours.
我们是属乎你的。
But in spite of that,
虽然这样，
I think when we read the four Gospels,
当我们读四福音的时候，
we will be surprised how they did not know the Lord.
我们就发现他们其实不认识主。
Our Lord may talk about one thing and they thought about another thing.
我们主讲一面，他们就想到另外一面。
And also you find how they did not know themselves.
我们也发现他们根本也不认识他们自己。
When our Lord revealed to them that he was going to die.
当我们的主向他们启示他要受死。
All the disciples said, we will go and die with him.
门徒们就说我要跟你一起死啊。
And especially Peter.
特别是彼得。
Because he said, all the others may fail.
他说大家可以退去。
But I will go and die with you.
我不会失败，我一定要与你一同去死。
And you remember in Luke chapter 22.
你记得在路加22章那里告诉我们。
Our Lord Jesus said,
我们的主对他说。
Simon, Simon.
说西门西门啊。
The enemy had asked you.
撒旦想要得着你们。
He wants to sift you in the sieve.
好筛你们像筛麦子一样。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Why is it that the enemy will ask the Lord for permission?
为什么仇敌要叫主来批准呢？
You know, all we who have believed in the Lord Jesus.
因为我们这些信主的人。
We are in the hands of God.
我们都是在主的手中。
I cannot say that for unbelievers.
对于不信主的人，我不能这样讲。
But I'm sure of this.
但是我清楚地知道。
That we who are His.
我们属于他的人。
How He watch over us.
他是如何的在这里来看顾我们。
The Bible says even our hair has been numbered.
圣经告诉我们说，我们的头发他都数过。
Now, do you know how many numbers, how many hairs you have?
你知道你有多少根头发吗？
And do you know, in the morning when you comb your hair,
你记不记得今天早上当你梳头的时候？
What numbers of your hair fell down?
几号的头发掉下来？
Of course we don't know.
当然我们不知道。
But the Lord loves us so much.
但是我们的主是那么爱我们。
He knows every hair in all our head.
他知道我们头上的每一条。
When you comb your hair this morning,
当早上你梳头的时候
，number so and so falls down.
第几号头发掉了
？Now that shows love.
这说出他的爱。
That shows how he cared for us.
说他多么的看顾我们。
So everything that happened to us.
在我们身上。发生的每一件事情
is under his control.
都是在他的掌管之下。
The enemy can do nothing to us.
仇敌不能够碰我们。
If they see any point of attack,
如果在那里有什么攻击
they have to ask permission.
他要被神批准才可以。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
the enemy saw something In Simon Peter,
仇敌看到彼得里面有一些东西。
That Simon Peter trusted himself.
西门彼得太信自己了。
And that is a loophole.
这里就有了一个破口。
And God wants to deliver him from that.
神要拯救他从这里
面出来。An enemy saw it.
仇敌看到了。
He knew there is a point of attack.
他知道这有一点可以来。攻击他的。
But even so, he had to have permission.
就算这样，他还要要求神的准许。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Whatever happened to you,
今天什么事情临到你
？Do not think that our Lord Jesus didn't know that.
不要以为神不知道。
Do not think that he didn't give the permission.
不要以为不是他批准的。
He knew there was something in us.
他知道在我们里面有一些的东西
that needed to be dealt with.
需要被对付。
And he allowed the enemy to do the dirty work.
所以他就允许仇敌做这一点坏事。
But even the enemy had to ask for permission.
就算仇敌啊，还要叫神允许。
If the Lord should permit,
如果神允许他，
it is because he had prayed for us.
因为主已经为我们祷告了。
He knew somehow we will be able.To be recovered.
他知道我们会被恢复的。
It's a testing of us.
对我们来讲是一个试验。
And he knew that through the trial,
他知道经过这样的试验，
what needs to be delivered out of us could be delivered.
我们需要被拯救的地方就给拯救出来。
That Peter would not have such self-confidence.
以至于彼得不再于那么自信了。
That he would realize how weak he was.
他能够认识他是多么的软弱。
That he will went out and cried.
他出去痛哭。
But eventually he will be restored.
但是最后他会被挽回过
来。Now how did it happen?
那他怎么样被挽回呢？
The enemy want to seize him.
仇敌要筛他。
But the Lord has prayed for him.
但是主说，我已经为你祈求。
That his faith fails not.
叫你不至于失个信心。
I think we all know the story.
我们都知道这段故事。
After Peter denied the Lord three times.
当彼得三次不认主之后。
He went out weeping.
他出去痛哭。
He thought he was finished.
觉得他完了。
But thank God.
感谢神。
Because of the prayer of our Lord Jesus.
因着我们主耶稣的祷告。
How the Holy Spirit worked in Peter.
圣灵就在彼得里面动工。
And restored him so completely.
把他完全的恢复过来。
That on the day of Pentecost.
在五旬节的时候。
He could stand up and say.
他可以站起来说。
Jesus is Lord and Christ.
耶稣基督是主是基督。
So in a sense that shows us,
从这里叫我们看见
the high priestly ministry of our Lord Jesus.
我们主耶稣基督那大祭司的职事
Even when he was on earth,
当他在地上的时候
he demonstrated that ministry.
他在那里彰显了他这方面的职事
And how much more after he has ascended.
如今他升到高天，这个职事就更显明。
Our Lord Jesus was sitting at His Father's throne.
我们的主坐在他父的宝座上。
But He was not dozing.
他在那里不是打瞌睡。
He was as busy as He was before.
他比在地，好像在世界上的时候一样那么忙碌。
Why?
为什么
？Because in Hebrews chapter 7. We are told.
因为在希伯来书第七章那里告诉我们
，As our high priest,
做我们的大祭司
，He is interceding for us.
他替我们祈求
，And his interceding is unceasing.
因为他在那里不断的为我们祈求
，And it is only through his interceding,
唯有借着他的祈求
，that we are able to press on.Towards the goal.
我们能够向着标杆直跑。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，The Lord as the High Priest.
我们的主是大祭司。
He is interceding for us.
他在那里为我们代求。
Now, what happened when he intercedes?
当他代求的时候，有什么事情发生呢
？We prayed.
我们祷告。
We intercede,
我们代求,
but oftentimes we find how weak our intercession is.
我们就发现我们的代求是那么软弱。
But our brother, we need to remember.
但是弟兄们，当我们需要被纪念的时候,
the Lord as our high priest.
我们的主是我们的大祭司。
His interceding is powerful.
他的代求是蛮有大能的。
And whatever he intercedes.
不问他代求什么
，The Father always answers.
父永远垂听。
Now, how does it happen to us?
对我们来讲是怎么一回事呢
？We want to know the practical side.
我们要知道啊，实际是怎么一回事。
When our Lord Jesus is interceding for us,
当我们的主为我们代求的时候
，What happens to us?
在我们身上发生什么事情呢
？Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，It is when our Lord is interceding in heaven.
当我们的主坐在天上的时候
，The Holy Spirit who dwells in us begins.To work.
圣灵住在我们里面开始做工。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，你们知道
how blessed we are that the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
我们是多么蒙福，有圣灵住在我们里面。
As we review our salvation,
当我们得到救恩的时候
what have we obtained?When we are saved.
当我们得救的时候，我们得到什么呢
？Of course, we know that our sins were forgiven.
我们知道我们的罪得赦免。
But more than that,
不单止这样
，we know that our dead spirit is renewed into a new spirit.
我们那已经死去的灵被更新。成为一个新的灵
Because God is spirit.
因为神是灵
You cannot communicate with God without the spirit.
没有灵不能够与神来沟通
But when we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们信主耶稣的时候
our dead spirit was quickened into life.
我们死去的灵被苏醒过来活过来
So we can cry outTo God, Abba Father.
我们可以呼叫神做阿爸父。
More than that,
不单止这样。
Christ Jesus Himself,
耶稣基督自己
came into our life,
进到我们生命里面
and be the life of our spirit.
成为我们生命，成为我们灵里面的生命。
More than that,
不单止这样。
The Holy Spirit came into our spirit.
圣灵就进到我们灵里面
and he takes up the responsibility
他在那里就负起了责任
of seeing that Christ grows within us
他在那里看着我们叫基督的在我们里面成长
brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
today people emphasize very much on the empowering Of the Holy Spirit.
今天很多人注重圣灵加下来的能力
That we may receive the power from on high.
我们就从中得到上面来的大能
And we may be able to serve the Lord.
我们能够服侍主
Thank God for that.
为此我们感谢
The Holy Spirit does come upon us.
圣灵的确临到我们
Because on the day of Pentecost,
因为在五旬节那一天
we find how the power from on high came.
我们看到从上面来的大能降下来
And in one spirit, we were all being baptized into one body.
在一个灵里面，我们被浸成一个身体
Formerly, we were individuals.
从前我们是一个一个的个人
And even we are saved.Individually,
我们是一个一个的被拯救
But the Holy Spirit came from above.
但是圣灵从天而降
And we were all being baptized into one body.
我们就都给浸成一个身体
This is the meaning of the coming of the Holy Spirit.
这乃是圣灵降临的意义
We are no longer just individuals.
我们不再是一个一个的个人
We are.Members to one another.
我们乃是彼此做肢体。
And it is through the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的工作。
And as He has brought us into the body of Christ.
当他把我们带进身体的里面。
Naturally.
很自然的。
He gives us gifts.
他就把恩赐赏给我们。
Now think of that.
想一想。
When a baby is born.
当一个婴孩降生的时候。
He is born with all the different organs.
他里面有各样的器官。
But at the same time,
同时
all the gifts of the organs have already been there.
在每个器官上面 的本能的恩赐都在里面。
When a baby is born,
当一个婴孩生下来
he has eyes,
他有眼睛。
But can he see?
他能够看见吗？
He cannot see.
一开始看不见。
Not because there is not a seeing gift in the eyes.
不是说他眼睛里面没有能看的恩赐。
It means that it needs growth for that gift to be developed.
那是需要生命的成长，叫这一个恩赐能够彰显出来。
As you begin to grow,
当他开始长大的时候
，then you begin to see.
他就能够看见了。
And if you exercise your eyes,
啊，如果你在那里来操练你的眼睛。
We are told that you may even see things in darkness.
你就能够在暗中也能够看见。
And that's what it is.
就是这么一回事。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，more than gifts,
不单单恩赐是这样。
There is the indwelling Holy Spirit.
里面还有内住的圣灵。
Because the indwelling Holy Spirit,
因为内住的圣灵
，He is there to see.That you grow in Christ.
他在那里看着我们，照顾我们，叫我们在基督里面长进。
Whatever is not of Christ in us,
一切不是出于基督的
，He will remind us.
他会提醒我们。
He will try to get rid of it.
他就在那里帮助我们把它去掉。
The voice of the Holy Spirit is like a dove.
圣灵的声音好像鸽子一样。
It is not like a big wind.
不像是大风一样吹。
It is not like a big fire.
不像是大火那样。
Like a big thunder.
好像这个风暴一样。
No.
不是这样。
He is like a dove.
乃是像。
There is a still small voice within you.
在你里面有那微小的声音。
And he is telling you.
他告诉你。
What is not of Christ?
什么不是出于基督的
？That needs to be laid down.
需要你要放下它。
Persistent.
在那里一直的、持续的。
But not overpowering.
但不是来强迫压下去。
You can resist that voice.
你可以拒绝那个声音。
But he will never leave you.
但他永不离开你。
Nor forsake you.
也不迷弃你。
He will pursue you throughout your life.
他在你一生的里面，在那里扶持你。
You may try to silence his voice.
有的时候你要禁止他的声音。
We may be hardened so much.
我们心有的时候硬起来。
But once in a while.
但是偶尔之间。
Suddenly, your conscience seems.To be bothered.
你的良心醒悟了。
Because he's speaking.
因为他在说话。
Because Christ is praying.
因着基督在那里。
So the practical, in the practical sense.
所以在实际的方面来说。
The ministry of the indwelt spirit.
内住圣灵的执事。
Is the result of the interceding of our Lord Jesus.In heaven.
乃是我们天上主耶稣基督代求所结出来的果子。
And that is what we experience in our lifetime.
这乃是我们所经历到的。
I think, brothers and sisters, it is evident.
弟兄姊妹们，这是非常的清楚。
Even though we may not know about the Holy Spirit.
可能我们不太认识圣灵。
But after we believe in the Lord Jesus,
但是当我们信主耶稣之后
，I think we all have experience like that.
我们都有这样的经历。
It is as if at one time,
好像有的时候是这样。
The Lord will touch us.
主在里面摸着我们。
Now suppose we like to talk.
有人喜欢讲话。
And suppose.
或者。
When we talk, we like to exaggerate.
我们喜欢夸张。
And the more exaggeration, the more we feel good.
我们越夸张就越爽。
But after you believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们信主以后
you may do the same thing.
你可能还会这样做。
But strangely,
但很奇特别的
there is a small voice said, that's enough.
在你里面说，哎呀，差不多了吧。
If you say more,
如果你再说
，That's not the truth，
那就不是真实的。
Do you have such experience？
你们有没有这样的经历呢
？I believe you did。
我相信你们都有。
Because our Lord Jesus is our High Priest。
因为我们的主是我们的大祭司。
He's praying for you。
他为你祷告。
He knows you need some adjustment。
他知道你需要被调整。
But oftentimes we neglected it。
多少时候我们忽略了他？
But when you did,
如果你听话的时候
，if you did not listen，
如果你不听
，you find that your relationship with God is blocked。
你就发现你跟主的交通就出了问题。
Now do not wait until evening，
不要等到晚上。
And then ask for forgiveness，
再求神来赦免你。
Whenever this happens。Act immediately.
什么时候有这样的事情，马
上回转。So that your fellowship with the Lord will not be interrupted.
所以你跟主的交通就不会被打断。
And you know, when the Holy Spirit deals with us,
当圣灵在这里做工的时候
，He deals with us according to our situation.
他是根据我们的光景来在我们里面动工。
He will not at the very beginning.
他不是一开始就这样。
Dealing with you drastically.
马上很厉害地对付你。
Because he knows you cannot take it.
因为知道你受不了。
Usually in small things.
一开始是在小事上。
Outward things.
而一些外面的事情。
But gradually these outward things being dealt with.
这些很这是明显的事情
Then he get to the inward
然后就对付里面
He begins to deal with your mind
对付你自己的思想
With your thinking
你的头脑
And more than that
不单止这样
He will deal deeply with your character
他在你的性情里面深入的对付
Because he's trying that you may take up Christ
因为他在那里叫你更多的得着基督
Not yourself
不再是你
But Christ
乃是基督
This is the result of the high priesthood of our Lord Jesus
这是我们主耶稣基督进大祭司职分所带来的
So brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
We do thank the Lord
我们实在感谢主
That it is because of the high priesthood of our Lord Jesus
因着我们主耶稣基督做大祭司
That we are able to be transformed
我们能够被改变
And we are able to be conformed to his image
我们能够给磨成他儿子的形象
And at the same time
同时
We are giving the power to bear his testimony.
他给我们力量来为他做见证。
And all this is real Christian life.
这实在是基督徒的生活。
Now this is personal.
这是个人的。
But you find that there's another side.
你就发现还有另外的一面。
Our Lord Jesus is our High Priest.
我们的主耶稣是大祭司。
Not only to persons, individuals.
不光光对个人做我们的大祭司。
But he is the High Priest to the church.
他也是全教会的大祭司。
And that you find in Revelation.
这你在启示录里面看到。
I often think that in Hebrews.
我特别觉得希伯来书里面。
I think in Hebrews it is more personal.
说希伯来书讲的是个人这一面。
But in Revelation it is more corporate.
在启示录里面乃是对全体的。
And you find it even at the very beginning of the book of Revelation.
你发现在启示录一开头的时候。
Now brothers and sisters, we all know the background.
弟兄姊妹，我们都认识这一段的背景。
Of all the disciples of our Lord Jesus.
我们主耶稣基督他所有的门徒们。
John was the closest to the Lord.
约翰是与他最亲密的。
How he even rests upon the bosom of our Lord.
他如何躺在主的胸怀。
He followed the Lord from the very beginning.
他从一开始就跟从我们的主。
And he was the last of the 12 apostles living.
他是十二个使徒最后活在地上的
Towards the end of the first century
直到第一世纪的末了
Before he was exiled to the island of Patmos,
他被放逐到拔摩海岛之前,
he was serving the Lord in Asia Minor.
他在小亚细亚那里侍奉神,
but then he was exiled to Patmos.
他被放逐到拔摩海岛,
and on a clear day,
在那一个, 天气好的早上,
you can see from island Patmos to the coast of Asia Minor.
你可以从拔摩海岛看到小亚细亚的沿岸。
So naturally, John, after he was exiled,
所以当约翰被放逐之后,
on the Lord's Day,
当主日,
probably he was free.
可能那一天他自由了。
So he might sit on the rock,
他可能坐在岩石上面,
and he looked across the Aegean Sea.
他看到爱琴海的对面,
and on the other side, the Asia Minor.
在对岸是小亚细亚,
and naturally he would be thinking of the churches that he served before he was exiled.
他在那里就想念他被放逐以前所服侍的众教会。
He wondered what had happened to these churches.
他想他们 的光景是怎样呢?
And I believe that he must serve these churches faithfully. And he was wondering what happened now.
他在那里想,他们现在怎么样了?
Without his service,
没有了他的服侍,
what can happen to them?
那些人现在怎么样了呢?
And it was at that time he heard a voice.
那个时候他听到一个声音,
so he turned back to look at the voice.
所以他回过头后面, 听这个声音,
and he saw a vision.
他看到一个异象,
we call this the Patmos vision.
我们称为拔摩异象,
and there he saw seven golden lampstands.
在那里他看见七个金灯台,
now these seven golden lampstands represents the seven churches.
这七个金灯台乃是代表七个教会。
Of course, we know that at that time there were more than seven churches in Asia Minor.
但我们知道那个时候在小亚细亚不只是七个教会。
Because Colossians was not there.
因为哥罗西这里没有提。
Hierapolis is not there.
其他的几个地方也没有提。
But the Spirit of God purposely picked these seven churches.
圣灵特别 点到这七个教会,
because they are representative.
因为他们是有代表性的。
Of course, you may look at them from different angles.
所以我们从不同的角度来看。
Number one, they represented the churches towards the end of the first century.
头一点是他们代表了第一世纪末了的教会。
Wherever these churches may be,
不管是哪一个教会,
these seven churches were representative.
这七个教会都是有代表性的。
And of course, Revelation is prophecy.
启示录乃是讲预言。
And so it may prophesy the history of the church.
也可以预言到教会历史的,
throughout the centuries, how the church is developed.
可以预言到历史历代, 教会是怎么样的光景。
And of course, you can look at it spiritually.
你也从属灵的角度来看,
what spiritual condition all these churches represent.
这七个教会他们属灵的光景所带出来的。
But anyway,
不管怎么样,
there is something different.
在这里有一点的不同。
Because before these seven churches,
这七个教会以前,
stood one like the Son of Man.
在那里有一位人子, 像人子。
Why is it so he's like the Son of Man?
为什么说像人子呢?
Because as the Son of Man, he was in such humility.
因为作为一个神的儿子, 他是那样的谦卑。
But now the Son of Man is full of glory.
但是现在这位人子是满了荣耀。
Why?
为什么?
Because he is the high priest of the church.
因为他是众教会的大祭司。
He was there revealing himself to these churches.
他在那里向这七个教会显现。
And whatever he has revealed,
他所启示出来的
that constitutes the testimony of that church.
乃是带出了那个教会的见证。
You know, it takes the seven churches to bear the full testimony of Jesus.
我们看到是需要整个七个教会才能够带出耶稣基督的见证。
No one church is able to fulfill the wholeness of Christ.
没有一个教会能够代表基督的完满。
And what the Lord is looking in the church,
主在教会里面所要寻找的
is His testimony.
乃是他的见证。
Is His revelation.
乃是他的启示。
It is Himself.
乃是他自己。
The Lord is trying to find Himself in the church.
主要在他教会里面寻找到他自己。
I remember a story.
我记得一个故事。
It is a story about A.J. Gordon.
乃是讲到高登的弟兄。
A.J. Gordon was a famous pastor in New England.
A.J. Gordon, 他是一个在新英格兰出名的传道人。
And he had a big church.
他服侍的教会很大。
One day, before he stood up and speak,
有一天当他站起来讲道之前，
he saw a stranger coming in.
他看到一个陌生人进来了。
And the usher tried to find a seat for that stranger.
那个招待就给这个陌生人希望找一个位置。
So he was set at the front.
所以他就坐在前面。
Somehow the stranger attracted A.J. Gordon.
这一个陌生人实在叫 A.J. Gordon 引起他的注意。
So while he was speaking,
所以当他讲道的时候，
he wondered what the stranger will feel about his speech.
他在那里想，哎呀，这个陌生人觉得我讲的怎么样？
When the pipe organ was playing.
当那些管风琴在那里演奏的时候，
He wondered what that stranger would think about that.
他在那里，哦呀，这个陌生人觉得我们这个怎
么样？ And while the choir was singing,
当那诗班在那里演唱的时候，
He wondered what that stranger would think of that.
他就是说，这个陌生人觉得怎么样啊？
So he decided.
所以他就决定。
After he finished his address,
当他讲道讲完
之后， He had to meet that stranger.
他要去跟这个陌生
人看看。The pastor usually will go to the front door.
你知道这个牧师啊，都是站在门口的。
And greet everybody.
然后跟每一个人握手。
But unfortunately, when he got to the front door,
但是很可惜，当他到了门口的时候，
the stranger was gone.
哦，这个陌生人已经离开了。
So he asked the usher.
他就问那个招待的。
Do you know what the stranger is?
你知道那一位是谁啊？
That usher said, "Don't you know he is Jesus?"
那个招待说，你难道不知道他就是主耶稣啊？
And when A.J. Gordon heard that,
当高登听到这句话的时候，
something began to work in his life.
在他的生命里面，神就动了工。
The pipe organ was gone.
不再用这个管钢琴了。
The choir was gone.
诗班也不要了。
And he was greatly used by God.
他从那天开始被神大大的使用。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
if our Lord should come this afternoon,
今天下午如果主在我们当中，
what will happen?
他看到什么？
And he did.
他实在在我们当中。
Because he is the high priest of the church.
教会的大祭司。
He is looking for himself.
他在这里寻找他自己。
He is trying to bring us to himself.
他把我们带到他的跟前。
To be his testimony.
成为他的见证。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
When John saw this vision,
当约翰看到这个异象的时候，
Could he stand?
他站得稳吗？
No.
他明白吗？
He fell down at his feet.
他就扑倒在地上。
Think of that.
你想一想。
Of all those who serve the Lord,
每一个服侍主的人。
Who can compare with John?
有谁能够与约翰相比？
And yet, when he realized that Christ is the high priest of the church,
当他认识到基督乃是教会的大祭司的时候，
he fell down as dead.
他扑倒像死人一样。
His ministry was nothing.
他的侍奉算不得什么。
Unless it is the Lord who ministered.
除非是主在这里。
It is
不是
emptiness.
不然都是虚空的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
And then the Lord raised him up.
然后主把他带起来。
And gave him great revelation.
给他极大的启示。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
if you are really serving the Lord,
如果你真是一个侍奉主的人，
what is your inner feeling?
您里面的感觉是什么？
The more you serve,
你越服侍，
the more you feel failure,
你越觉得自己失败。
How can the church ever be matured?
教会怎么能够成长呢？
Humanly speaking,
从人来说，
if you look at yourself,
如果你看看你自己，
you wonder,
你会发现，
if you look at brothers and sisters,
你看看弟兄姊妹，
you wonder,
你在那里又稀奇。
Is it not that the more you serve, the more disappointed you are?
你越服侍，好像你越觉得失望。
You are disappointed at yourself.
你对你自己失望。
You are disappointed at the environment.
你对周围的环境觉得失望。
Can the church ever be the bride of Christ?
教会真能够成为基督的心腹吗？
Will it be matured?
能够长大成人吗？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
unless the Lord is the high priest of the church.
除非主是教会的大祭司。
This is impossible.
我们是没有可能的。
But thank God.
感谢神。
He is working.
他在做工。
He is interceding.
他在代求。
He is revealing himself.
他在那里向我们显现。
He is calling to repent.
他呼召我们悔改。
He is encouraging us.
他激励我们。
And that's the reason why.
这是
When you come to Revelation chapter 19,
当你回到启示录十九章的时候，
you find
你看到
his wife was ready.
他的心腹自己预备好了。
She has received grace.
他蒙了极大的恩典
，to become the bride of Christ，
成为基督的心腹。
And that of course refers to the millennium。
当然，这里是讲到千年国。
And eventually，
最后
，in eternity，
在永世的里面
，you see the New Jerusalem。
你看到新耶路撒冷。
The New Jerusalem is the gathering together。Of all the works of God.
新耶路撒冷乃是把神一切所做成的工聚集起来。
All that God has worked in the Old Testament time.
神在旧约里面所做成的工。
And all that he has worked in the New Testament time.
在新约里面他所做成的工。
They are all gathered together in New Jerusalem.
都在新耶路撒冷聚集起来。
Nothing that is done by God himself.Is lost.
神手中所做的工没有一点一滴是流失的。
Thank God for that.
为此我们感谢神。
And this is our blessed hope.
这是我们荣耀的盼望。
May we pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we do bow in worship.
亲爱的主，我们俯伏敬拜。
Man may fail and will fail.
人会失败，我们也会失败。
But thou never faileth.
但是你永远不失败。
We praise and thank thee because what thou hast ordained, thou will obtain.
我们感谢赞美你，你所定规的，你必定成就。
Lord, work in each and every one of us.
主啊，求你在我们每个人身上动工。
Until thy glory is manifested.
直到你的荣耀得着完全的彰显。
We worship thee.
我们敬拜你。
In your precious name.
奉你宝贝的名祷告。
She has received grace.
她蒙了极大的恩典。
To become the bride of Christ.
成为基督的心腹。
And that of course refers to the millennium.
当然这里是讲到千年国。
And eventually.
最后
in eternity,
在永世的里面
you see the New Jerusalem.
你看到新耶路撒冷
The New Jerusalem is the gathering together of all the works of God.
新耶路撒冷乃是把神一切所做成的工聚集起来
All that God has worked in the Old Testament time.
神在旧约里面所做成的工
and all that he has worked in the New Testament
在新约里面他所做成的工
they are all gathered together in New Jerusalem
都在新耶路撒冷聚集起来
nothing that is done by God himself is lost
神手中所做的工没有一点一滴是流失的
thank God for that
为此我们感谢神
and this is our blessed hope
这是我们荣耀的盼望。
May we pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we do bow in worship.
亲爱的主，我们俯伏敬拜。
Man may fail and will fail.
人会失败，我们也会失败。
But thou never faileth.
但是你永远不失败。
We praise and thank thee because what thou hast ordained, thou will obtain.
我们感谢赞美你，你所定规的，你必定成就。
Lord, work in each and every one of us.
主啊，求你在我们每个人身上动工。
Until thy glory is manifested.
直到你的荣耀得着完全的彰显。
We worship thee.
我们敬拜你。
In your precious name.
奉你宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.